Blog Talk Radio.
Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again and all because Calvary. I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again. You may think me foolish, but I'm gonna say, but I'm not ashamed. Well, I'm not ashamed. One day I pray, Jesus, take my sin away. And that's when I was born again. Born again, there's really been a change. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, and all because Calvary. Thank God, thank God, I've been born again. Said, Lord, help my unbelief. He was so afraid. Yes, so afraid. He said, Master, I know you're from God. I really do believe. Jesus said, be born again. Sing that verse again, please. A man came to Jesus, help my unbelief. I'm so afraid, so afraid. Master, you're from God. I really do believe. Jesus said to him, be born again. Born again, there's really been a change. Born again, just like Jesus said. One more time. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, and all come. God. Well, I'm glad, so glad that I've been born. Well, I'm glad, so glad that I've been born. I'm born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born again, and all because Calvary. I'm glad, so glad I've been born again. Sing it one more time now. Born again, there's been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said. Born Calvary. I'm glad, so glad I've been born again. Well, I'm glad, so glad that I've been born again. Well, I'm glad, so glad that I've been born. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to get happy in this place. Somebody ought.
because his benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We're on the second day of the fast. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you that's have joined in this fast. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for the strength that the Lord will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this, I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Father, anoint us. Hallelujah. We pray for a fresh anointing this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your morning dew fall upon us, O God. Pray, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow us. We pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Father God, we ask you, O God, for fresh manna this morning in the name of Jesus. We bring from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of praise to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, for every nation, and every kingdom. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you that the heavens are open. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, your bendings in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift up your voice. Hallelujah. And say thank you. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, Jesus. We thank you. You kept watch over us as we slept. We say thank you. From January, from the end of December to now, we are here. It's because of your grace. We say thank you. So, Father, we praise and we worship you. Your word says in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you. Take complete and absolute control of this prayer service. Take control of every detail of our lives. We come to thy throne of grace and we repent of all our sins, all that we've done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. Be merciful unto us. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God, of all the things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. In the name of Jesus, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks. This radio block over our families, our homes, our ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10 to 18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you, Lord, that your holy angels are ministering to us. Thank you for sending your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, to guide and protect us in the name of Jesus, O God, and do your biddings in our lives. We thank you that the heavens are open, O God. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. Psalm 145. We will extol thee, our King and our God. We will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day we will bless thee. We will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We'll speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. We will declare thy greatness. We shall, we will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Oh, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great hallelujah and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of thy kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them the meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouths shall speak the praise of the Lord, and then let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen, hallelujah. We bless the Lord, we praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised and glorified and honored. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it shall not come near us. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash a foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shall thy tremble on the feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, verse 14. Because he has set his love, because we have set our love upon the Lord, therefore God will deliver us. The Lord will set us on high because we have known his name. We will call upon him and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation in the name of Jesus. I want the reason I went back there because I want you to know that you are praying from the point of victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are not defeated. You are praying from the point of victory in the name of Jesus. We talk about 1 Chronicles 20, but Jehoshaphat prayed. That's what we're basing our fasting and prayer on. Hallelujah. From the point of victory. Amen. Do not pray from the point of defeat. Do not pray. You are praying because you are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. From the point of victory, you are being obedient to God. You trust the Lord will bring you through. 2 Chronicles 20. And it came to pass after this, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee beyond the sea of this side, Syria, and behold, they be in Hazard Tamar, which is in Gedi. Hallelujah. Romosetariako. We thank God for God warning. Amen. That's why we're fasting. He is warning us, hallelujah, that we should get in the posture of fast like Jehoshaphat did. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. The reason we all fasted, I could have said, let me fast by myself, but because based on these scriptures, the Bible says Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, not only by himself, but he asked all of Judah to pray with him. So we all together, we come together to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Judah gathered himself to help together to ask help of the Lord. Even other citizens of Judah, they came. Everybody came to seek the Lord like you're doing now. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? In thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Are not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and given it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they took from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they wanted to reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, but Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Baniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord. After they sought the face of the Lord brought in an answer, the battle, be ye not afraid, but dismayed. Even though they're gathering against you, do not be afraid, but dismayed. For the battle is not yours, it is not mine, it is the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So today, throughout this day, we're going to do Psalm 35. Prayer praise from Psalm 35. Amen. Yesterday we did 91. Today, all through this day, we're going to do Psalm 35. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, begin to worship the Lord. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So today we're doing prayer praise, hallelujah, from Psalm 35 against unjust enemy, hallelujah. Sometimes these enemy attack you or attack me without cause. Hallelujah. So these prayers praise for those, we pray for everyone's praying this morning, this Psalm 35 prayer praise, hallelujah. And if you don't have it, you just look in your Bible for this book of Psalms, Psalm 35. These are warfare prayer praise, hallelujah, to put us in an offensive mood in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, plead my cause. Plead our cause with those who strive with us in Jesus' name. Now I want you to pray prayer point one. Father, plead my cause with those who strive with me in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, plead my cause. Plead my husband's cause. Plead my children's cause. My grandchildren's cause, O God, with those who strive with us in the name of Jesus. Plead our cause, O God, with those who strive with us in the name of Jesus. Plead our cause, O Lord, with those who strive with us in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children. Father God, plead the cause of my children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Plead the cause of Tina. Plead the cause, O God, of Alan, Ricky, and Krista, with those who strive for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, plead our cause. Plead my husband's cause. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive for me in the name of Jesus. Plead the cause of my grandchildren, O God, with those who strive for them in the name of Jesus. Father God, plead our cause with those who strive against us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point number two. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against us in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against us in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, arise and fight against those who fight against me in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against my husband and myself in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against I Am Ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those that fight against Krista, that fight against Tina, that fight against Ricky and Al, in the name of Jesus. And Father, arise and fight against those that fight against my grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against Ricky, in the name of Jesus. Father, arise and fight against those who fight against Tina, In the name of Jesus, Father, arise. And fight against those who fight against Christa, seed and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, arise and fight against those who fight against hell, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please wake up and pray. Arise, O Lord, and defend me. Prayer point number three. Arise, O Lord, and defend me from those who are too strong for me, in Jesus' name. Arise, O Lord. Prayer point number three. And defend me from those who are too strong for me, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, arise, O Lord, and defend us from those who are too strong for us, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend us from those who are too strong for us, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend my husband and myself for those who are too strong for us, in the name of Jesus. Father, arise, O Lord, and defend my our children, our grandchildren, for those who are too strong for us, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend Ricky from those who are too strong for him, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend Al from those who are too strong for him, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend Tina from those who are too strong for her, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. O God, and defend Al from those who are too strong for him, in the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and defend us, O God, from those who are too strong for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer number four. Father, draw up also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute us, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw up also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw up also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw up also the spear and stop the way against hell, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw us also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute Tina, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw us also the spear and stop the way against them, in the name of Jesus, that persecute Crystal, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw us also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute my husband, in the name of Jesus. Father, draw us also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute Crystal, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, arise, draw us also the spear and stop the way of against them that persecute us, in the name of Jesus. Prayer point in Jesus' name, amen. Prayer point number five. Father, we declare today that you are our salvation, in Jesus' name. Father, we decree and declare today, right now, that you are our salvation, in the name of Jesus. We declare today, oh God, that you are our children's salvation, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare today that you are our Ricky's salvation, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that you are our salvation, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that you are, oh God, Christ's salvation, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that you are Tina's salvation, in the name of Jesus. We declare today that you are our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point number six. Let there be confounded and put to shame that seek after our soul, in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after our soul, in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after Ricky's soul, in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after Tina's soul, in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after Crystal's soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. The sheep that seek after our soul, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my husband's soul, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point number seven. Let it be turned back and brought to confusion that divides against us, in the name of Jesus. Let it be turned back and brought to confusion that divides hurt in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a front of confusion that divides our heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a front of confusion that divides Christ's heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a front of confusion that divides sinners' heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a front of confusion that divides our heart in the name of Jesus. That divides my husband's heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a front of confusion that divides Ricky's heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be turned back a brother confusion that divides Al's heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let there be turned back a brother confusion that divides our grandchildren's heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Verse 8. Let there be a shaft, prayer point number 8. Let there be a shaft before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord chase them in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, be as chaff before the wind. The holy angel of the Lord chase them in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, let our seen and unseen enemies be as chaff before the wind. And let the holy angel of the Lord chase them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Let there be a shaft before the wind, and let the holy angels of the Lord chase them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point number 9. Let the way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. First the angel changed them. Now the angel going to persecute them. So let's pray. Let the way be dark and slippery. Let the way of our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, be dark and slippery. And let the holy angel of the Lord persecute them in the name of Jesus. Let the way be dark and slippery. Enemies, oh God, seen and unseen enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the way be dark and slippery. Let the holy angel of the Lord persecute them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point number 10. Let the structure come upon him at unawares. Let the structure come upon our seen and unseen enemies at unawares in the name of Jesus. And let his death that he has catch himself into that buried structure and let him fall in the name of Jesus. Let the structure come upon our sin and unseen enemies at unawares in the name of Jesus. Let the net that he has hit catch himself into that buried structure, let him fall. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's go to prayer point 11 in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a shame and brother confusion together that rejoice at our hurt. Let there be close a shame and dishonor that magnified himself against us in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be shame and brother confusion together that rejoice at our hurt, O God. Let there be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnified himself against us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray. Let there be a shame and brother confusion together that rejoice at our hurt. Let there be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnified themselves against us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prayer point 12. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor our righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them shout for joy and be glad. Oh, Father God, that favor our righteous cause, oh God. Those that favor our righteous cause, O God, let them shout with joy and be glad. Those that are with us, O God, let them shout with joy and be glad, O God. Oh, that favor our righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. We shall have pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. In Jesus' name we pray. thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We stop into prayer point number 12. We'll continue at the 9 a.m. Hallelujah. We are praying Psalm 35 today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. We praise your name, O God. Horia Gaya Gaya Mo. Horia Mo Koromaseteria Karamaseteria Ko. Oh, yes, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that are just joining, hallelujah, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We are about to close, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bless the God, Lord, in advance for the testimonies, hallelujah, in the name of our testimony, in the name of Jesus. We thank God for his faithfulness, his grace, his love, his mercy in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. So we seal these prayers, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We honor you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Join us at 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 5:45. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The 12 midnight prayer that we were on, but we're not on the radio. We're on the prayer line. We bless God, Pastor Young and myself prayed last night. So come at 12 midnight on the prayer line, and we'll pray. We got one more day of today and tomorrow to go, but join us as we intercede and pray to God Almighty. Hallelujah. So may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget, Psalm 35. God bless you.